SBS στα ελληνικά.
What is Agua-K Day and how it all started?
It started in 2009 by our late founder, Gavin Larkin. His father sadly took his own life, and Gavin wanted to do something that would prevent other families and people going through the same devastation that he's experienced. So he came up with a very simple question that can have life-changing consequences, and it's now our 10th Are You OK Day. We know that the majority of Australians are aware of the question, and so what we're working on now is how to help people feel more confident and comfortable asking the question if they think the person's going to say, no, I'm not okay.
What is the situation currently in Australia, and how important is to ask the Are You Okay question? Can you please give us some numbers?
It's really important to ask the question. Are You Okay is all about early intervention. So we're trying to stop small things becoming big things. We're trying to help people know that they are not a burden, that they are connected and that people are there to care. Sadly, in Australia, 8 people are taking their own lives every day. And for every one of those deaths, around 30 will attempt. So it's really important for both men and women that we're all asking the question and that we're all keeping our eyes and ears open for those who may be struggling with life.
How can we approach someone? Are there any steps in particular we need to take?
Approaching someone, if you're worried about someone, I think a really good way to approach the conversation is to address what you've noticed in them. So if you're spotting signs that perhaps they haven't been around lately, or they're not looking too well, or you've noticed changes in their routine, address those. Say, this is what I've noticed about you, and I'm worried about you. Are you okay? Ask it in a genuine manner and make sure that you've got time, because you don't want to ask the question and then someone actually takes that moment to say, no, I'm not okay. It can indeed be their first time that they say no and then rush out the door. You need to be able to give them as much time as they will need.
Do you have a story to share on how the Are You Okay question has helped someone lately?
Oh gosh, every day we're hearing, both from when we're on the road on the conversation convoy like we are now, we're meeting so many people from different communities, different walks of life. We meet our ambassadors who lend their voices. Lots and lots of experiences where people at a question have changed their lives. It might be that they lost their job. It might be that they are living with a mental illness. It might be that they've lost someone. Grief and loss can be so difficult. Relationship breakdowns, that's a real number one reason, I think, for people to really be, just to be struggling and need listening ears. So, gosh, there are countless stories that we've heard along the way, and in the past 10 years, they come through and they let us know that it's either changed their life or indeed, you know, sometimes it saves their life.
What do we need to say to someone who says, no, I'm not okay?
When someone says, no, I'm not okay, it's really important that you hear them, that you believe them. So we've got 4 steps to the conversation when you're navigating that conversation. So step 1 is to ask, are you okay? Step 2 is to listen. It's really important that we listen with an open mind, because remember, this is about them, it's not about you. It's allowing them space and time to be heard. So listen with an open mind, try not to interrupt, really let them get what's off their chest. Step number 3 is to encourage action, and this is where we link in with support services. So whilst Are You Okay doesn't offer crisis support, we want to get the conversation started, but we know that sometimes that can be too big for you and I. So what we suggest is that you can ask that person, what can I do to help you? What help do you think you need right now? Have you considered seeing your GP? Have you considered speaking to your manager or your teacher or someone else about this? Who can help you? And what you can do is help get them support. So there might be some of the local support services that are in their area. For example, there's Headspace, which is a youth organisation. There's Beyond Blue online for information on depression and anxiety. There's Lifeline to call if there's crisis, if they want a confidential, non-judgmental ear. So lots of different ways that you can encourage action. And step number 4 is to check in. And that's where if someone's opened up to you and they've trusted you and they've shared with you what's on their mind, check in again with them in a couple of days, see how they're going, and let them know that you're going to be there for them, however long the journey might take.
So it is very important to understand that we can make an impact in someone's life by asking the Are You Okay question.
Absolutely, and that's why it is important, because it can make a difference in someone's life. You know, it can change it, it can save it. Keep an eye out for those around you. If you're a friend, a family member, a colleague or a neighbour, you know that person well, so you're the best safe person to trust your gut instinct and ask the question. Every day is a day to ask, are you okay? The theme for this year is, in fact, that it's a question for every day. It doesn't have to be a crisis. We all go through life's challenges. So keep your eyes and ears open.
Πείτε μας τη γνώμη σας. Κάντε like στην σελίδα μας στο Facebook ή ακολουθήστε μας στο Twitter στο SBS Greek.